Chris Weinland is a comedian who's brought laughs to literally millions over a decade, and he's written for Emmy-nominated shows like Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, among others. He's been on Huckabee, Bloomberg, NBC, Louder with Crowder, pretty cool, and more. He's also an author and recently just became a youth pastor. We're going to talk about a book he's written called The Great Heckle. Chris Weinland, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you?
Doing awesome. Good to talk to you. Now, what is a heckle? For those of us who aren't in the comedian circle, we may have been heckled. We don't know what a heckle is. The title of the book is The Great Heckle. What is a heckle? Mm-hmm.
A heckle is the worst nightmare for every comedian. It's basically the idea of getting up on stage with well-prepared material and then somebody in the audience just shouting boo for no reason. Just completely, like, the logic's out of the window and they just decide, hey, I want to mess your entire hard work up. And after a while, you know, it becomes a bit of a thing that you hate. But then there's some comedians that choose to, like, put ourselves in that position just to see if we know how to combat it, because it requires us to, like, how can you still make the room laugh while somebody is literally against you for whatever their motives or reason are? You know, how can you do it? So that's kind of what a heckle is. It's just somebody just shouting against the show that you're performing.
And it's something with ill intent, you could say.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And a lot of times they're not listening, you know, they just choose to heckle. And that's kind of where I came up with the title of The Great Heckle, because the story is about Jesus. And I decided years ago, I've been doing stand-up for since I was 18, and I realized that I wanted to minister the gospel to comedians, because it occurred to me that entertainers and comedians are the most influential people in the world, right? And yet, nobody's reaching out to them for the gospel. And so I came up with this book as a necessity, because I was headlining at clubs and I would hang out with the same comedians all weekend. And you know how that is as a comedian. You're doing six shows at a comedy club in this one weekend. And so you're doing six shows. You're with the same comics all weekend. So they get bored. And, you know, after a while, they'll be like, hey, let's go out to eat after. Let's go see a movie in the morning. Let's do stuff. So you start talking. And I started to share my testimony, and all these people are like, oh, you're a Christian. Okay, you know, let's talk. And, you know, I would share my testimony, and a lot of them would be like, wow, I've never heard the gospel that way. And so I would give them, you know, a Bible. But then I thought, well, it would be great if they had a resource that they could kind of keep that would speak their language. And so that's when I wrote The Great Heckle. And the idea is Jesus, going with the heckle that we just explained, Jesus has been heckled more than anyone in the entire world. And a lot of times he's heckled and you're not even listening. Like, you're heckling him before you even listen. So the challenge of this book is, before you heckle him, why don't you just listen to what he had to say and what he still has to say to this day?
Well, as compared to Jesus and the way he shared his message, what things are different and what things are the same the way we do it today?
Yeah, there's a lot. And that's kind of how I break it out in the book. Is I, because this is speaking to entertainers, creatives, pop culture type people, I go with the argument of, let's imagine that Jesus is an entertainer. Not in the sense that, you know, because sometimes we think entertainers are fake or flimsy, but some true entertainers, true artists, they want to be cutting edge, but truthful. They want to grab your attention for a purpose, not just to waste your time, but a real, real purpose. And you go, okay, well, if that's Jesus, then he was the greatest entertainer of all time, because he gave truth. He told stories better than any comedian or entertainer could have ever told stories. It was compelling, but it cut to the heart with truth. And so there's a lot of that still rings true to this day. You know, if you read a parable about Jesus, although you may not understand, like, the sheep and, you know, stories of shepherding or anything like that, you're still going to get the injustice that he's talking about and the justice that's needed. And so, you know, we're able to kind of do that. I also talk about how Jesus is the greatest improviser. And what that means is, in the world of improv, there's only one rule, which is never say no.
Right,
and
yeah.
It sounds, you know, but you're always supposed to say yes. And what that means is, when you're doing an improv with somebody, you're making stuff up on the spot. And somebody might shout something like, hey, you're eating waffles. Well, you can't say, no, I'm not eating waffles. In fact, I'm at an Italian restaurant and I'm eating spaghetti and salad. That would totally ruin the entire scene because this person just already said, hey, you're eating waffles, you know? So instead, the idea of improv is to say yes and. Well, Jesus always did that with his father. He was always praying, and whatever God said, he would say yes to it and he would walk it out. And so it's, you know, a lot of those things that to this day still can ring true to us.
It's a very unique way to share the gospel. The book is called The Great Heckle. The author is Chris Wineland. He's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.